Penguin Random House Audio presents The After Party by Anton Di Sclafani. Read for you by Dorothy Dillingham Blue. Prologue. It's the women who still ask me about Joan. Young women who have stumbled upon her story and my part in it. Old women who used to admire her photographs in the gossip columns. Joan the Jewel, a glimmer on some man's arm. Frank Sinatra's. Dick Kruger's, Diamond Glenn's. They want to know who she was. First, I tell them, she was Furlough Fortier's little blonde darling. From the very beginning, she was adored. Then she was Houston's most famous socialite. They won't ever know what it was like to stand in her presence, but I try to paint a picture. There wasn't anything subtle about Joan, a woman born to be looked at. She was slender, but she wasn't a twig. Her dresses clung to her, drew attention to her shapely hips, her strong arms, her famous bosom. Wherever she went, champagne flowed like a fountain. She made people happy. She was beautiful, certainly, but she was more. She was lit from the inside. I stop here. They want to know how she disappeared, but I can't tell them that. I don't say that loving her was my earliest instinct, my first memory. I was her best friend since infancy, her modern-day lady-in-waiting, her sister in all but blood. She disappeared for the first time in 1950 when we were seniors in high school. It didn't take us long to figure out that she had run away to Hollywood to become a star, and if you had stood in a room with her at that time, you would have been sure she'd make it. Because she was everyone's.